So, Shane, I guess it's quite the Halliday weekend.
No.
This is the National Baseball Podcast with your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
I see what you're trying to do there, but no.
Oh, you're not a puns person? I think Roy Halladay's perfect game yesterday is worth a pun or two. Hi, folks. Welcome to the National Baseball Podcast. I'm Peter Andrews. He's Shane Braid. We're here to bring you Friday and Saturday's action. And, man, this is an exciting 2 days. Lots of crazy stuff happened.
Crazy, like breaking your leg during a celebration.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see that again.
Yeah, it's changing the way we celebrate. It was bound to happen at some point, and now it's going to change the way they celebrate. Mike Socha said it best. Go read his quote.
It's like baseball's Martin Gramatica moment.
Oops. Oh, remember when Gus Frerotte banged his head against the wall in the celebration and like was out for the year?
Yeah, didn't he? He like ran into the wall and just like fell over.
Yeah, that was awesome.
It was only a matter of time before it happened in baseball. Let's start. Let's get this thing started, Shane.
All right, let's start on Friday. Yes, we're going to the less exciting of the 2 days. This game is exciting. Oakland-Detroit.
Yeah, Oakland and Detroit in a tight one. Oakland wins it 5-4 on a Oakland wins it 5-4. It's 4-3. It's 3 all going into the ninth, and then Oakland scores 2 in the top of the ninth off of Ryan Perry, who appears to be just all the problems for the Tigers in the bullpen. He drops to 1-4. And then even though the Tigers get a home run from Miguel Cabrera, his third of the game in the ninth inning, it's not enough to get the win. Andrew Bailey, even though he allows a home run, gets a save. Brad Ziegler gets the win. Good start for Ben Sheets in this one.
Yeah, Sheets pitched well, but the story of the game has to be Miggy C. 3 runs scored. He hit 3 home runs, 6 RBIs. His 11th, 12th, and 13th home runs of the year. How good is he?
How did he get 6 RBIs? The Tigers only scored 4 runs.
Excuse me. 3 RBIs. 6. I was thinking because I had this awesome stat because him and Cano, if you add them together, were 6-for-8 with 6 RBIs, 6 runs scored, and it was insane. But
yeah,
3 for Cabrera. They were all solo shots, weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad that the rest of his offense wasn't productive. Only 4 other hits on the day, other than those home runs for the Tigres, including Austin Jackson going 0-for-4 at the top, which is distressing for the Tigres. Meanwhile, on the Oakland side, Dontrelle Willis pitches 5 1/3 innings, 9 hits, and walks 4, so really high whip. He ends up getting designated for assignment yesterday, Shane.
Yeah, that was a little bit surprising.
I mean, I remember when Dontrelle Willis was considered to be, you know, the next Randy Johnson, and the direction his career has taken is not all that awesome.
No, Landon Powell does hit a home run his first year for Oakland to wrap up this one.
Yeah, just putting out 2 big days for Athletics players. Jake Fox, 3-for-4 in left field, and Mark Ellis at second base also goes 3-for-4 in this one. Athletics win this one because they had 14 hits. Detroit only has 7. Usually, when you have a hit advantage like that, you should win the baseball game.
Yeah. Next up, San Francisco Giants, Arizona Diamondbacks. One hitter, but of course it's overshadowed by a perfect game, but a one hitter is still pretty good, Peter.
Yeah, you didn't actually tell me we were going to talk about this game.
Well, I just missed. I figured we had the one-hitters would be important.
One-hitters are important. This one, a one-hitter by Matt Cain. Matt Cain not having the same sort of overpowering year he had last year, but gets the win in this one. He's 3-4. 9 innings pitched, 1 hit, 9 strikeouts, 122 pitches, and Giants all over the Diamondbacks in this one, 5-0, including Pablo Sandoval, 3 RBIs, 2-for-3, hits a big home run.
Only his 4th of the year.
I know. He's been a disappointing power outlet for me in the fantasy league.
Yes. Edwin Jackson pitches decent, gets the loss. He's 3-6. Kane's 3-4. What do you think about the Giants? Buster Posey got called up yesterday and went 3-for-4, 3 RBIs in yesterday's game. What do you think about the Giants?
You know, I think Buster Posey getting called up is actually exactly what they need. The thing about the Giants that is going to make them dangerous the rest of the season is that their pitching staff is so deep. Lincecum and Kane are both studs. Barry Zito's pitching out of his mind this year. And Jonathan Sanchez, who's taken a bunch of losses, is still a really good number 4. The Giants are going to be tough to score runs against. The only problem they're not scoring a bunch of runs. If Pablo Sandoval is really coming out of it, if Buster Posey starts getting playing time and starts hitting, if Andres Torres can keep up his pace out of the leadoff position where he's hitting .297 and he has the best slugging percentage of anyone in the starting lineup, maybe the Giants start to get on a little bit more of a roll right now. They're 25-22
after that one. Next up, Peter, where are we going? New York, Milwaukee. Corey Hart, walk-off, two-run home run in the bottom of the ninth is your only scoring from the whole game, 2-0 Brewers. Corey Hart would then homer his next two at-bats on Saturday. So three straight at-bats with a home run. So that's good for him.
Yes, Corey Hart's 10th home run of the year. Let's talk about, obviously a pitcher's duel. Giovanni Gallardo pitches the complete game, 8-hitter, strikes out 7. He gets the win, he's 5-2. Santana, 105 pitches through 8, only 3 hits and 2 walks. Gets the hook from Jerry Manuel. Pedro Feliciano comes in, and then the loss, the critical runs allowed by Ryota, Igarashi. Shane, you know, I didn't watch all this game. Do you think pulling Santana is a justifiable move here?
Yes.
Explain yourself, please.
Because Santana, when he gets to like really high pitch counts, it doesn't work well for him. How many pitches was he at?
He was at 105.
Yeah, see, you bring him out in the middle of the inning. Feliciano did a good job. And it was one bad pitch from Igarashi. This is typical Mets right here, anyway. They're not good on the road. They're 6-15 on the road.
Yeah, not a good outing for them. Although, here's some interesting stats. Rod Barajas continues to play pretty well. He had 2-for-3 in this game. You know who else had 2 hits for the Mets? Johan Santana, 2-for-3 in this game to raise his batting average to .182 on the year. Only 5 hits for the Brewers, but they really only needed 1. That was Corey Hart's big 2-run homer.
All right, now we're just going to wrap stuff up, starting in the National League. Astros 6, Reds 15. This game got out of control fast. Hunter Pence, his 8th for Houston, didn't matter. Brandon Phillips hit, and Johnny Gomes each hit their 7th. Sutton. Is that Drew Sutton?
Yeah.
His first of the year. Isn't he a pitcher?
It's entirely possible.
Yeah, his first year. The starting pitch for this one for the Cincinnati Reds was Sam LeCure. First win of the year, Wandy Rodriguez 2-7. He's not very good this year. I don't know why. He should be better.
Yeah, he's been really bad. 31 combined hits in this baseball game, so real slugfest.
Fun to listen to on the radio.
Philadelphia Phillies get their first win in 5 games.
First and they run in like forever. Yeah.
They topped the Marlins 3-2. They, coming in, they've been on a long scoreless streak, didn't score at all against the Mets. They win this one 3-2 off 3 runs, one each in the 4th, 5th, and 7th innings. Only runs for Florida scored on an error by Cal Kendrick in the 3rd. Kendrick pitches 7 strong shutout innings, no earned runs. He's 3-2. Chris Volstad takes a tough loss. He's 3-6. Jose Contreras picks up his 3rd save of the year for the Philadelphia Phillies.
Braves 7, Pirates 3. Derek Lowe improves to 7-4. Zach Duke falls to 3-5. 5 runs for the Braves in the first 2 innings. This game rained in the 9th inning for a very long time, and I don't know why anyone just caught. Just saying. Lots of rain in Atlanta.
Watch a little bit of this one. A tight game between the Rockies and the Dodgers. The Dodgers end up winning this one 5-4. Dodgers down 4-1 in the 6th. They get 4, including a Manny Ramirez home run. To cap the win. The win for the Dodgers, yeah, that's
Carlos
Monasterios getting the win. He's 2-0 at the pen. Jeff Francis takes his first loss. He's 1-1. John Broxton picks up save number 12. Home runs for the Dodgers. Ramirez is 3rd. Matt Kemp his 10th. Clint Barmas is 4th for the Rocks.
Nationals 5, Padres 3. Josh Willingham hits his 10th. Ian Desmond his 4th. Each team scored in the 7th and the 9th. Nationals scored 3 in the 4th. San Diego only got 1. John Lennon, the win, he's 2-2. Clayton Richard, the loss, he's 4-3. Matt Capps, save number 17. 17 of 25 wins for the Nationals, saves by Matt Capps. Everett Cabrera back to the disabled list, Peter.
Yeah, it's a tough thing for the it's not really a tough thing for the Padres because he's been playing so badly. His batting average barely over .210. And they called up that guy whose name we really liked.
Zawadzki.
Zawadzki, yeah. So he's going to get some playing time, which is always good because I like Zawadzki.
Great. American League time, Peter.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Yankees 8, Indians 2. Yankees improved to 29-19 by beating the Cleveland Indians. good start for Phil Hughes as he improves 6-1. Fausto Cremona takes a loss. He's 4-3. Russell Branion, his 5th homer, and Nick Swisher, his 9th. Robinson Cano, his 10th.
That's a grand slam, Cano's home run.
For the Yankees, and the Yankees win this one 8-2.
Yes, and Grady Sizemore is going to be out 6 weeks, at least.
Just more bad news for Cleveland.
More bad news. It keeps piling on. Blue Jays shut out the Orioles 5-0 as Sean Markham, 6 scoreless innings. He improves to 5-1. Kevin Millwood, 0-5. Vernon Wells hits his 12th. Aaron Hill, his 7th.
You know, Kevin Millwood has not pitched awfully this year. 0-5, not a fair indicator of his record. But the Orioles are bad. Meanwhile, the Royals beat up on the Red Sox 12-5 thanks to a grand slam punctuating the 4th inning by Unieski Betancourt. 30 combined base hits in this game, 21 for Kansas, 10 for Boston, and Kyle Davies gets a win. He's 4-3. Tim Wakefield pitches poorly. He's 1-3.
Ew, bad for me.
We mentioned Betancourt's 4th home run. Mitch Meyer gets home run number 1 for him, and Victor Martinez hits his 7th in defeat for the Bo Sox.
White Sox 4, Rays 2. Freddy Garcia wins again. He's 4-3. David Price, his 2nd loss. He's 7-2. Matt Thornton, another save. Good for me. He's 2nd of the year. Juan Castro, his 1st home run for the White Sox. Backup catcher there. Alex Rios, his 10th.
That's Ramon Castro.
Ramon Castro. That's what I meant. I had the position right. I obviously knew how I was talking about.
Yeah. You only talked about a player who's played for the Phillies. Anyway, Twins 2, Rangers 1. Tight game at Cleveland.
Ramon Castro used to be a Philly, too.
At Target Field.
Did he?
Oh, did he?
Maybe. Let me look. You talk about Twins.
Yeah. Kevin Slowey improves to 6-3. He pitched well in this one. Colby Lewis takes a hard luck loss. He's 4-3. Both of these guys on my fantasy team. And John Ross gets save number 11. He's also on my team. So this is just all around what I like to see.
All right. You take the Seattle game, too. Talk about Cliff Lee being stud.
Cliff Lee was a stud in the Seattle game. Mariners 8, Angels 3. Cliff Lee struck out 10. Milton Bradley knocked in 3. Lee improved to 3-2. Scott Kazmir, who's been dreadful all year, ERA over 6, falls to 3-5. Jose Lopez hits his 2nd for Seattle.
All right. He was a Marlin from 99 to 04. Then he was with the Mets from 05 to 08, plus a little bit of 09. And now he's with the White Sox. So he's never a Philly. Know where he's from, though?
New Jersey.
Puerto Rico.
Oh. That would make more sense than New Jersey.
Yes. All right, we're going to move on to Saturday, and we're probably going to start with the perfect game because that just makes sense.
Yeah, I can sum up the Florida Marlins batting statistics for you really quickly. They went 0 for 27 with no walks, no men on base, and 11 strikeouts.
There you go.
Roy Halladay just destroyed Marlins bats in this one. I watched the last couple innings because of the hockey that was going on, and wow, it was, you know, Halladay just looked on fire. It's kind of funny, I think, you know, Dallas Brain pitches his perfect game. Halliday's had a couple bad starts. Halladay is not the sort of person who takes bad starts lightly, comes out and just, he really was pitching strong in this game.
They got a little generous with the umpire. There were about 5 of the called third strikes that probably shouldn't have been. He probably should have walked a couple people, but they wouldn't have gotten hits. That's what I'm saying. They would have walked a couple people, would have been a no-hitter. Little bit iffy with the strike zone. Just going to point that out.
Yeah, but, I mean, Halladay, just very efficient. He threw only 115 pitches. Josh Johnson, 121. He only got through 7.
But he pitched very well. Unearned run. That run was a Cameron Maben error in center field.
I would say this is like the definition of a tough luck loss for Josh Johnson. 7 strong innings, 7 hits, and no earned runs. And he just runs into a perfect game. For the Phillies, good nights for Wilson Valdez, Juan Castro, Carlos Ruiz. They went 2-for-4. But they're really going to need Jimmy Rollins to come back at the top of the order. And some concern, Plácido Polanco getting an MRI. There's some question about his elbow.
Yeah, he sat out. He was hurt. It's the 20th perfect game in Major League history, the 2nd for the Philadelphia franchise, as Jim Bunning did at Father's Day 64.
Senator Jim Bunning.
There you go. Kentucky. Phillies, they got... I'm still concerned about the offense. They got 1 run. On an unearned run, shouldn't have scored that. It should have had to go 10 innings, so nobody would have scored.
Yeah, that would have been intense.
I'm very concerned.
Yeah, I mean it was not a good showing for them. Jason Worth still slumping. That's not good. Utley is slumping too. He's only hitting 276 this year. But I think this is one of these slumps that's going to turn around for Philadelphia. I just don't know how soon it's going to be. They play the third game of this series right now, today on Sunday. It's nothing as we speak.
There you go. All right, let's move on to a different game. This is pretty bad. Angels-Mariners. Goes 10 innings. Go to the 10th inning, bases are loaded, Brandon League's on the mound. So you know something bad is going to happen for Seattle.
Well, Brandon League has 9 decisions this year. He's 4-5.
Yes. So, Kendrick Morales, boom! Grand slam, they pile on at the plate. Well, he kind of broke his leg. And he's going to be out for quite a while. And they have no one else that can play first base. Rob Quinlan, maybe? But then, do you bring up the guy begins with a T and the, I want to say Trout, Mike Trout, out of the Salt Lake City? What do you do? Because a lot of people I've heard saying they need to go outside the organization.
This might be an outside the organization kind of thing, because the Angels, it's going to be impossible to replace the production Kendrick Morales has had this year. Here's what we're talking about. He's hitting .290 with 11 home runs, 39 RBIs. He gets on base at a .346 clip and slugs .487. He's just been on, I mean, he's been destroying everyone.
Leads the team homers, RBIs, batting average, on pace for 126 and 35. That's RBIs and homers. He was number 5 in MVP balloting last year. This guy is an absolute stud, and this totally kills your fantasy team.
Yeah,
I am loving that.
Shut up. He's only 26 years old. He is going to, obviously he's come back. There's some question as to whether he'll be back this year at all. I would think he would be, but it won't be till September. It's just a huge loss for the Angels. You know, what should have been a huge win for them is they improved 24-27, starting at their groove back at home over division rival the Mariners. They beat Felix Hernandez, 8 strong innings, and ends up taking the loss here.
8 innings, 1 earned, 7 strikeouts.
Yeah, and they wasted good. And, you know, Jared Weaver pitched well. And it's just it's
7
just
innings,
tough.
0 runs.
It's tough for the Angels.
It is tough for the Angels. Willie Ibar, 0 for 5, strikeout. Angels are 24-27, Mariners are 19-29. Can the Angels contend without Morales?
No.
Okay.
I think that this is a huge problem for them. Morales is really the only thing keeping guys like Torrey Hunter going.
Torrey Hunter just got whacked in the elbow in this game, too.
Yeah, I mean, he's been the only bright spot in this offense. So your lineup looks like this. Ibar hitting .231. Mizeris Touris hitting .260. There's Brandon Woods on the deal. Bobby Abreu, .276. Still getting
hit
base.
A home run his 6th of this game.
He's not getting a base regular clip. And then Torrey Hunter. And then next you have Matsui hitting .234. Morales provides some protection for these top guys in the order to make sure the soft pitch is to hit. That's not going to happen anymore. I'm seriously concerned about the Angels. I think that we're going to start seeing some really bad performances from them.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. All right, Peter, you have another game you wanted to talk about here. Indians 13, Yankees 11. Yankees are 29-20, Indians 18-29. Scary moment in this one. David Huff gets hit in the head. Line drive off A-Rod. The ball caroms off his head into the right field corner. What?
Yeah, just a scary moment. He's down on the ground for 7 minutes. Ends up being taken to the hospital. He's actually fine.
He was back on the team bus to the hotel.
Yeah, no sign of a concussion or anything. Very, very scary moment for Cleveland. So, crazy game. Lots of pitchers. There's actually 12 pitchers used in this game.
And one of them is CC.
Yeah, CC, not his best start. 6 innings, 7 hits, 5 run runs. Let's talk about CC's ERA on the year, 4.16. Not exactly overpowering.
Since May 3rd.
Yeah.
But he's left with the lead in 3 of those games, including today, because the Yankees are up 8-3 after 4 innings.
Yeah, just, I mean, the list of scoring here is just, like, too long to even talk about. But I'll summarize. It's 10-4 in the 5th at Yankees, and then the comeback starts in earnest for Cleveland. They get 1 in the 6th, and then they score 7 runs in the 7th inning, and they add another one in the 8th on a home run by Russell Branding. It's 13-10. Yankees mount a tiny comeback off Kerry Wood, but it's not enough. Final score is 13-11. The loss, Jover Chamberlain gives up 4 of those runs in the 7th inning.
Yeah, he's 1-3. Rafi Perez gets the win. He's 1-0. Kerry Wood, his second save. Fantasy GOAT, Peter, Shin-Soo Chu, 0-6 with a strikeout.
Yikes. Lots of fantasy heroes in this one, though. Like, let's say Austin Kearns, who goes 3-5. Good start for him. Mark Grudzielanek, actually, 2-4. 2 runs scored, 2 RBI.
How many people starting Kearns and Grudzielanek, though? That's the problem.
And also, Lou Marson, 3-5 with 3 RBIs. He's only hitting .218.
Another guy that was just dropped in our league.
For the Yanquis, Derek Jeter, a good game, 3-for-5, 3 runs scored. Nick Swisher, 3-for-5, 2 runs scored. A-Rod, 2-for-4, Cano, 3-for-4 with 3 ribbies. A-Rod and Cano, 69 ribbies in the middle of the order.
And Cano had 6 the night before. Derek Jeter, the anniversary of his Major League debut yesterday, so there you go. Funny moment with him and A-Rod trying to catch a pop-up and messing around with Derek Jeter. That was funny. I enjoyed that. Go watch the highlight of that. All right, Peter, we're going to wrap up through the league. Now we're going to start in the American League today. Blue Jays 5, Orioles 2. Blue Jays are 29-22, Orioles 15-36. While Overbay hits home runs number 5 and 6 to power the Jays to the lead, Aaron Hill hits his 8th, Vernon Wells his 13th. Blue Jays can hit home runs, man. 5 runs, 4 homers. Brett Cecil improves to 5-2, gives up only 2 runs in the 6th inning. Jason Birkin, the loss, he's 0-1. Kevin Gregg, his 13th save for the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Minnesota Twins, 6 runs, 7th inning, leads them past the Rangers, 8-3. Carl Pavano gets his 5th one of the year, he's 5-5. C.J. Wilson falls to 3-3. Home runs for Minnesota, it's Orlando Hudson hitting his 3rd.
There you go. Texas 26-23, Twins are 29-20. That is Sunday Night Baseball tonight. Athletics 6, Tigers 0. Each team has 23 losses. The Athletics have 27 wins. Tigers have 25. Brett Anderson back from the disabled list. Guess what? 5 2/3. He couldn't have gone one more out to get the quality start. Really, shutout innings, gave up only 3 hits. He improves to 2-1. Rick Porcello falls to 4-5. 4-run 8th inning for Oakland. Mark Ellis, his first home run of the year. Kurt Suzuki, 0-5.
Pitcher's duel between the Royals and the Red Sox. Clay Buchholz ends up winning it. Boston scores 1 run in the 2nd. That's all they need, 1-0. Red Sox over the Royals. Zach Greinke, another tough luck loss. He's 1-6 on the year. Buchholz improves 7-3. John Papelbon gets a save, number 12.
Can we please get Greinke a better team? Because come on now, he's 1-6. His ERA is like minuscule.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's like real, real bad.
Royals are 21-29. Red Sox 28-23. Rays win it 8-5 over the White Sox. They are 34-16, absolutely insane, and 15-11 at home. That means what, Peter? 19-5 on the road. White Sox 21-28. Tampa 8-5. Wade Davis win. He's 5-4. John Danks the loss. He's 4-4. Rafi Soriano is 14th save. Carlos Quentin his 5th homer. Alexei Ramirez his 4th. B.J. Upton his 6th for Tampa. Carl Crawford 0-5, 2 runs scored, a strikeout. Juan Pierre 0-5, not good for the speed guys in this one.
Moving over to the Liga Nacional, the Chicago Cubs take one for the Cardinals, 5-0. Carlos Silva pitches well. He's 7-0, 7 innings pitches, only 2 hits and 11 strikeouts for him. The loss for the Cardinals goes to Adam Ottavino, making a spot start for the Cardinals. Does not pitch terribly well.
No.
The Cardinals are 28-22. Cubs, 24-26.
Yep, it's getting close in the Central. Also getting close in the East, as we said before. Brewers 8, Mets 6. Corey Hart, as we said, homered 3 straight plate appearances. He homered in the first inning. And then again later, he now is 12. George Cotter is his 4th. Ike Davis is 5th for the Mets as the Mets lose 8-6, as we said. To add coffee, the win, he's 2-1. Fernando Nieve, the loss, he's 1-3. John Axford, 2nd save of the year.
For the
it was a grand slam, one of those home runs for Corey Hart, BT Dubs.
The Pirates of the Braves. Braves win this 1-6-3. Jason Hayward hits his 10th home run. The Braves win 9 of their last 11, make a little bit of a run at it. Andrew McCutchen hits 6 for Pittsburgh. Chris Medlin gets a win. He's 2-1.
Medlin's good. Pick him up, please, somebody.
Okay, Brian Burris takes a loss. He's 2-3. Billy Wagner gets saved. That's number 6 for him. Braves 27-22. Pirates 20-30.
There you go. Reds again. Outpouring of run against the really bad Astros. 12-2, their win there. 30-20. Astros 16-33. 6-run third inning for the Reds. Miggy Cairo, his 2nd homer. Drew Stubbs, his 6th homer. Ramon Hernandez, his 1st and 2nd homer. Jay Bruce, his 6th and 7th homers. 6 home runs for the Reds as they demolish Astros. Aaron Harang wins it. He's 4-5. Brian Mohler is 0-2 with the loss. Ramon Hernandez 4-for-4 with 3 ribbies in this one. 2 of them home runs.
Big home run for Carlos Gonzalez, his 7th of the year, as the Rockies lead over the Dodgers 11-3. Aaron Cook, his 2nd win of the year, is 2-3. Hiroki Kuroda takes his 3rd loss. He's 5-3. The Dodgers are 27-22. The Rockies close behind them at 26-23, 1 game back.
Yes, Carlos Gonzalez, 7th, really? Nice.
Yeah, he's having a good year.
Padres 4, Nationals 2. Steven Strasburg pitches in the minor leagues, gets roughed up, 3 earned and 5, takes the loss, his first loss as a professional pitcher. First home run given up as a professional pitcher, there you go. Really, this is a major league game. The Padres won it. I had both pitchers in this game, and it worked out well. Matt Latos, the win, he's 5-3. J.D. Martin, the loss, he's 0-1. Heath Bell, his 14th save. Nick Hundley, his third home run of the year. 29-20 for the Padres. Nationals still at 500 at 25-25.
The Giants beat the Diamondbacks. I don't want to say beat. I mean, like, beat. 12-1. Buster Posey comes out, plays well. John Sanchez, 3-4 with the win. Billy Buckner takes a loss. He's 0-3. All he does is lose. Rusty Ryo hits his second for Arizona. Eli Whiteside is third for San Francisco. And Juan Uribe, his seventh.
Yeah, Posey, three for four, three singles in this one in his second-year debut. He did play last year. All right, Peter, that brings us Sunday's going on now. I'm not quite sure when our next show will be. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe not. It's Memorial Day. Go out, cook out, have fun. Watch baseball.
And also remember that we have Memorial Day for a reason.
Yes. SJUSXM at podmatic.com, National Baseball Podcast on Facebook. Been a good show. Perfect game, Roy Halladay. See ya.
We're out.